Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Leighton Branding. I'm your host, John Robert Gallagher. And today I'll be talking about social media ideology, and in particular, the concept of content production as an individual endeavor versus an organizational endeavor. What do I mean here? I'm essentially going to talk about how social media promotes the individual, the freelance worker, the gig economy, over the production of group work, teamwork, and collaborative content production. So, once again, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Leighton Branding, everybody. If you went back 25 years and saw how journalists operated in the early 90s and then in the 80s, the 70s, and the 60s, if you went back and saw how advertisers created content, how marketers created their advertisements, even to a certain extent how academics operated, all of these content producers, people who created art, thoughtful things, a lot of them existed within an institutional context or an organizational context. In other words, they had a safety net of a larger organization. They had a group of people they could, in general, rely upon. Obviously, some people were excluded, but there was a general type of structure that they relied upon. And since the dawn of social media and the rise of individual profiles, we've seen a loss of that structure and the loss of the hierarchies and institutions that came along with corporations. And so while this has had some useful aspects to it, in one, sort of not being tied down to a corporate entity or to one single organization, it's also given a rise for people seeing themselves as individual content creators and as individual entities, people who need to promote their own individual brand as opposed to being part of a team. And so this episode is really meant to sort of discuss some of that and talk about some of the implications of what it means to be an individual content producer over a team-oriented content producer. So let's take a concrete example here. Let's say that you are a journalist in existence today. How do you get into journalism? What does journalism mean to you? Well, today, in 2016, or at least let's just go with the 21st century, journalists have to have an active social media ecosystem. In other words, they have to have Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, even LinkedIn, Instagram, and they have to share their content across all of those sites. They have to not only monitor all of those sites, but they might have to respond when content they share or their own content is being abused by trolls. They have to make sure that they are thinking about if somebody asks a legitimate question about their content, they might have to answer that question. So not only might they have to weed out trolls, but they also might have to determine whether or not someone is being genuine or not. So there's a general sense of managing and curating their audiences across all of these social media sites, remembering who is on what site, what kind of audiences they have, what type of public they have, whether their content is going viral, to what extent it is going viral. So journalists now exist in that milieu of call and response and ideology of participatory audiences across a series of platforms. In this case, you have a journalist who's no longer just writing an article, but the journalist is also now taking on editorial responsibilities, the responsibilities of a publisher. So they're not just a journalist, they're an editor, they're a publisher. They're also marketers and advertisers. They are agents. And so they have five responsibilities just right there about what it means to be a journalist that is dramatically different. Let's contrast this with, let's say, an established journalist who got their start in the late 70s or early 80s. Those journalists were assigned stories. They had to, of course, find good stories, but they were often assigned them. They had the backing of institutions that were trusted, and the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, other newspapers, many that are now defunct. They had the funding to go do the research. And so what you get when you compare that journalist from the 1970s or the early 1980s with journalists now is you have journalists who have to foot the bill on their own. They have to do all the investigative legwork on their own. And so these journalists in the 21st century don't have as many resources, whereas ones from previous generations did. They have to do more individual work. They don't even see themselves as part of, let's say, the New York Times, the Washington Post, or even Forbes.com or The Economist. They view themselves as their own brand. They view themselves as an individual. And so one of the things that arises from this is people no longer have trust in institutions or even view themselves as getting news from an institution, but they view themselves as getting news from a particular source, a particular journalist, a particular Twitter account, a particular Facebook group, a particular Facebook profile. And so what this has done is it has led content producers to think of themselves as an individual versus as being part of a team or collaborative work. And so let me chase some of the implications of this shift towards individualism versus part of a group. Obviously, there are some benefits here. People can move between organizations that exist a little bit easier. Journalists have more flexibility. There is less of an editorial effect, so journalists are more free to express their opinions. Journalists are more free to take up stories of a personal interest. There's just a general sense of freedom and less accountability that they have towards institutions and towards power structures and more towards themselves. Now, those are legitimate benefits. What are the drawbacks about this individualism? One, the obvious answer is economic. They have to pay for things themselves. They may no longer have a standard recurring paycheck. They have to do things more freelance, which is not good. And more broadly, more ideological, they don't see themselves as part of a larger ecosystem. They don't view themselves necessarily as a journalist, part of the journalism cadre. They view themselves as cutthroat individuals who have created their own brand. So in this sense, the journalist might view themselves as solely their own brand. And so they have less of a political, civic responsibility towards the field of journalism. And so why am I talking about journalists here? I think because this is just an easy way to access the notion of social media is encouraging us to sort of view ourselves as individual content producers. And so I want you to take stock of that. And I am sort of coming up against this notion of individualism here. I think there are benefits to it, but I also want to sort of talk a little bit briefly here about what it means to produce content as a group and in collaboration. One, when you produce content as a group and collaboratively, you get more eyes on the document, on the audio file, on the video. And so you have better editorial. You have a more diverse set of opinions than just your own. And so it creates better content. Producing content in a group will always create better content. The secret, though, is that it produces content slower. And so that's another reason why individualism has sort of succeeded in the age of social media, is because individuals can move faster than organizations. So it's important to think about speed versus quality. And while social media encourages speed, I would like to encourage my listeners and my viewers to really think about quality content over the production of fast content. And so this is my main message for this episode. While social media and various kinds of platforms within it encourage us as content producers to think of ourselves as individuals, I also want to encourage all of my listeners to collaborate and to coordinate as a team and with groups of other content producers. Find creative thinkers like yourself, seek them out, create groups. And it's important not just because it'll create better and more creative content. It'll also give you a structure of people to rely upon in the same way that those structures that we've lost from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, we can maybe try and reproduce some of that safety net, some of that personal exchange that we've lost in becoming individual content producers. And so this is really sort of a public service episode, but I wanted to say it before I moved on and talked about other issues. So once again, you can contact me at johnrgallagher@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @meresophistry. Once again, this is Leighton Branding, and thank you for listening.